Chapter 5 Passepartout was a hero, but he was alone. The Sioux surrounded him. They took him prisoner. Colonel Proctor didn't fight Mr. Fogg. He apologized and they forgot the matter. Mr. Fogg and Mr. Fix left the train to rescue Passepartout. Soldiers from the fort at the station came with them. Princess Alda stayed at the fort. The men rescued Passepartout, but Mr. Fogg's train left. Passepartout was very sad because his master would lose his bet. "Do you really have to get to New York on the 11th?" Mr. Fix asked. "Yes," Mr. Fogg said. "Was the train getting to New York on the 11th?" Mr. Fix asked. "Yes, with 11 hours to spare before the steamer left," Mr. Fogg said. "Good. You're 20 hours behind. You must regain 8 hours. I have a plan if you want to hear it," Mr. Fix said. "On foot?" asked Mr. Fogg. "No, on a sledge," replied Mr. Fix. "No, on a sledge," replied Fix. "On a sledge with sails." There was too much snow on the ground. Mr. Fogg made a deal with the owner of the sledge with sails to take them to New York. Mr. Fogg said, "Alda, you should stay with Passepartout and come later. It'll be uncomfortable on the sledge." "No, I won't leave you," Alda cried. It was very cold on the sledge. They huddled together to keep warm. The sledge caught the train up in Omaha. The train was late getting to New York. The steamer left 45 minutes before they arrived. Mr. Fogg said, "We'll make a plan for tomorrow. Come." Mr. Fogg couldn't find another ship to help that night. Passepartout blamed himself. Mr. Fogg let his friends sleep the next day. He had 9 days, 13 hours and 45 minutes to reach the Reform Club. He walked down to the docks. He was looking for a ship. There was a trade ship. It was getting ready to sail. Mr. Fogg went to find the captain. "I'm Phileas Fogg of London," he said. "And I'm Andrew Speedy of Cardiff. What time are you setting sail?" "In an hour." "You are bound for Bordeaux. Will you carry me and 3 other persons to Liverpool?" "To Liverpool? Why not to China?" "I said to Liverpool." "No. No? No. I'm setting out for Bordeaux and we'll go to Bordeaux." "Well, will you carry me to Bordeaux? I'll pay $8,000. "I start at 9 o'clock," said Captain Speedy. "Are you and your party ready?" "We'll be on board at 9 o'clock," replied Mr. Fogg. Mr. Fogg was a clever man. He turned the crew against the captain. They didn't like the captain. They liked Mr. Fogg. 2 sailors held the captain and locked him in the cabin. The ship was now going to Liverpool. Mr. Fogg was a very good sailor. Fix didn't understand what was going on. Taking over the ship, the bribing of the crew, Fogg being a good sailor, it made no sense. He didn't know what to think. There was a storm, but it didn't slow Mr. Fogg down. It was the lack of coal that was a problem. "Feed all the fires until the coal is gone," Mr. Fogg said. On the 18th, the coal was going to run out. Mr. Fogg sent for the captain. "Where are we?" he asked with a purple face. 707 miles from Liverpool," replied Mr. Fogg. "Pirate!" cried the captain. "I kindly asked you to sell me your boat." "No! The coal has finished. We must burn the ship." "Burn my boat? A boat worth $50,000, cried the captain. "Here is $60,000, replied Phileas Fogg. "And I will still have the iron hull and the engine. Do you agree? Asked the captain. Yes, I do, replied Mr. Fogg. The boat now belongs to me? Asked Mr. Fogg. Certainly. From the keel to the truck of the masts, all the wood, that is, replied the captain. Very well. Then let's pull down and burn all the interior seats, bunks and frames, said Mr. Fogg. They reached Queensland in Ireland, but the ship couldn't sail any further. The party went on shore at once. Fix wanted to arrest Mr. Fogg on the spot, but he didn't. They took a train and then a steamer to Liverpool. Mr. Fogg stepped onto the Liverpool dock at 12:20 p.m. on the 21st of December. He was just 6 hours from London. Mr. Fix chose his moment. He placed his hand on Mr. Fogg's shoulder and took out the warrant. You are really Phileas Fogg? Yes, I am. I arrest you in the Queen's name. Phileas Fogg was in prison. He was going to London the next day. Police held Passepartout back and Alder cried when they arrested Mr. Fogg. Mr. Fogg sat in his cell. He wrote in his journal. He found out his watch was 2 hours fast. He heard Passepartout's voice outside and Mr. Fix. Mr. Fogg felt a surge of hope. Fix was out of breath and his hair was messy. Sir, he stammered, sir, forgive me, most unfortunate resemblance. They arrested the robber 3 days ago. You are free. Phileas Fogg was free? He walked over to Mr. Fix and punched him. Mr. Fix fell down. Well hit, cried Passepartout. Mr. Fogg, Alder and Passepartout left the customs house and went to the train station. They missed the express train to London. Mr. Fogg ordered a special train. They arrived in London. The clocks were striking 10 minutes before 9. He was 5 minutes late. He lost the wager. He was ruined because of a stupid detective. Alder was crying because Mr. Fogg lost. The next day, they stayed in the house. Mr. Fogg had to put his affairs in order. At 7:30 in the evening, Mr. Fogg asked to speak to Alder. Mr. Fogg said to Alder, Madame, will you forgive me for bringing you to England? I was rich and I was going to give you some money, but now I don't have anything. I have lost everything. Mr. Fogg, you rescued me from a terrible death and decided to make me comfortable in England. But what will happen to you, Mr. Fogg? Asked Alder. I need nothing, he said. Your friends? I have no friends, madame. Your relatives? I have no longer any relatives. Alder said, Mr. Fogg, will you have me for your wife? Mr. Fogg stood up and closed his eyes. He wasn't good with emotions. I love you, he said simply. Yes, by all that is holiest, I love you, and I am entirely yours. It was 8:05. Mr. Fogg sent Passepartout to find a vicar to arrange the wedding for the next day. In London, people were talking about Mr. Fogg and his wager. Police caught the bank robber, and it wasn't Mr. Fogg. The men of the Reform Club were anxious. For 3 days, they were nervously waiting for news. Bets increased. A great crowd was standing in Pall Mall and the neighbouring streets on Saturday evening. The men were sitting in the Reform Club. They didn't believe he would appear. 5 minutes before the deadline, the people outside started clapping. The door to the Reform Club opened and Mr. Fogg walked in. "Here I am, gentlemen," said Mr. Fogg. When Passepartout went to find the vicar, he found that they were a day early. They had arrived on Friday, not Saturday. They had gained a day by travelling eastwards around the world. Mr. Fogg married Alder. He had £1,000 left from the travel money. He gave £500 to Mr. Fix and £500 to Passepartout. He had travelled around the world in 80 days.